Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
198 with Pink. And in the next 10 minutes or so, we are going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Cards Mets. They're playing next week at Busch, and we'll play three in a row. You go. But let's talk about money and happiness and smiling. There are some people who think they look really cool not smiling in a photo. You know those people.
I feel like I was the last person that didn't smile in a photo in this group.
Oh, were you?
Well, in that pajama day photo. Yeah. I didn't think I looked cool. Well, maybe a little bit.
There's a new study out. Not smiling doesn't make people think you're cooler. It actually makes them think you're less cool.
Science.
Whose thesis was this?
I just don't think everybody knows how to do is comfortable doing the fake smile. Your son right now is trying to figure his smile out.
Aww.
No,
yeah,
he is.
He just lowers his.
Yeah.
Lowers his bottom lip, and it's like, if you were to go, it's like kind of like that.
I love it.
I try to tell my kids. Like, if you just laugh a little bit, and then you have a natural smile.
Am I the only one that makes a noise when I smile on pictures?
Like, what?
I do this.
That's insane.
I really do. I like do a weird.
I do a weird laugh to try to do the laugh thing.
I do too. I'll be like,
do you hold your breath?
No.
No.
Sometimes I do that too.
Really?
I'm very uncomfortable smiling.
With all that you do, you'd think you'd take a better picture.
Right? Thank you. I am one of the most unphotogenic people in the world.
But it is, you think of like the James Dean, you think of that look. You don't think of someone like happy and smiling, so this is a little different than what we're used to.
Yeah.
But how about the smiley people that walk around smiling? There's something wrong with them.
Yeah,
that makes me uncomfortable.
Yes.
Right. Well, how are you supposed to walk around?
Just normal faced.
Normal face. I like to do a slight smirk. You know, keep them guessing a little bit. I think everybody knows the coolest way to take a picture. The way that you look coolest is a duck face.
Oh.
No, but I saw Stephen Colbert. Because you know how everyone says cheese to smile. Someone taught him, I want to say it was Julie Andrews, you're supposed to say money.
I thought you were saying you're supposed to say Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. That always works.
Money. That makes sense.
People mess with people and they act like they're taking a picture, but they video them. It's the most uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
And a new study about the sweet spot for money and happiness. Mm.
Not your facial
hair.
Sweet spot.
No.
Fair enough.
Is today a sweet spot?
Just past.
What was the time of the sweet spot?
It hit about
2 in the morning. Did you set your alarm to wake up and admire it?
Take some pictures, of me smiling and looking cool. Yeah. No, we're a few hours past. So, I mean, obviously, as you guys can tell, still pretty sweet, but a little past its prime.
Okay. New study. The higher your salary, the more stressed you are. I know you may want a big fat raise, but it comes with other things. If you make over $200,000 a year, you have high stress. But people who make under $100,000 a year have less than half the amount of stress.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're happy enough to live, but you're not trying to keep up with anybody,
right?
Maybe.
They say the amount with the lowest levels of stress and the highest job satisfaction, people making between $50,000 and $75,000 a year.
I will never have stress.
Three in a row coming up in about 6 minutes on Y98.
Cards Mets next Wednesday night. You could be there if you get 3 trivia questions right in a row. First up is Kelsey from St. Charles.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. What is the name for a dog created by crossing a Labrador Retriever with a poodle?
A Labradoodle.
Yeah, just like Courtney said.
Yes,
a Labradoodle. That was a gimme, Kelsey.
I know.
Now we're gonna get answers in this one.
We're going to get tough now. Let's see. Which U.S. president made the first telephone call to the moon?
Kennedy? Dang.
Dang. Thank
Solid
you.
Guess.
That was Richard Nixon, by the way. Who's next?
Next, Jim from Bridgeton.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Here we go. How many red stripes are there on the United States flag?
Seven.
All right.
Got it.
What is a group of whales called?
Pod.
Jim's on it.
Wow.
All right, one more, and you're going to see the cards and Mets, Jim.
What are the names of the two actors whose characters get stuck traveling together in the movie Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
That would be Steve Martin and John Candy.
Yeah!
Way to go!
Yeah!
Jim, on fire.
Holding it down for Bridgeton.
Congratulations, Jim. You have tickets to the Cards-Mets game on the 25th of April, next Wednesday night. Congratulations. Have fun at the game. And we will play three in a row. You go very soon, I'm sure. We play it all season long for different Cardinals homestands.
All right, Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And that look at traffic is
Y98, the Courtney and Company morning show. Another thing for us to worry about. I won't, because I am not OCD and crazy about.
Why are you looking at me while
germs.
You're saying this?
Actually, I think the most germaphobe on the show is Lance.
Yeah, that's why he's in his own studio.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right.
Yeah, because I see him constantly washing his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's fine.
Only because of things I see out in the world.
Give me one example.
Dudes who leave the restroom and use the restroom and walk straight out and don't even stop at the sink.
Yeah, I feel like that's more of a guy thing than a girl thing.
Oh, yeah. I see that way more than I should.
I have never seen a woman, I think, in our restrooms walk out without washing her hands.
You know what the biggest indicator of whether someone, not indicator, but the determining factor of whether someone washes their hands or not when
what?
They leave the bathroom? If someone else is in there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
How many people don't do it? They do it as a...
Just because someone's around.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see a fair number of guys who that's not a problem for.
Really?
You're
in this office?
Do you pay attention? Have I ever seen it in this office? Yes.
Do you
I
pay
have.
Attention to shoes?
Yeah, do you
I
know
do.
Who it is?
I know you do. I should. You're right.
Well, yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So the perpetrators are, yeah.
All right, well, this is another germy thing that you might not have thought about, which, by the way, why isn't anybody ever tested the railing at, like, Busch Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
The ramp rail?
Oh.
I try to stay away from...
It rains outside. I think it all just washes off.
One time I saw a kid lick it all the way
out.
Oh,
no! Really?
Yes. Wow. He's a kid.
Between rain and people spilling their beers, I'm pretty sure it's clean.
And that kid licked it, so it's fairly clean.
Okay, so the new thing that you should be aware of, you should always wash new clothes before wearing them.
I usually do.
Yeah.
I don't always.
I don't, not always.
I do
but.
Sometimes.
There's nasty stuff inside your clothes. Novovirus and bacteria
really?
Like strep and staph, and that's because of people trying them on. He tested all types of clothing.
Oh, yeah, I guess
pants,
so.
Dresses.
So you can get jeans strep? Is that a thing?
Let's not even talk about swimsuits.
Oh,
you can't do
yeah.
That. And you're supposed to wear your undergarments trying them on. You know everybody doesn't do that.
That's gross.
And then, are you ever like creeped out by taking the strip off?
The strip grosses me out. Another thing that skeeves me out is... you know how there are the stickers on some of your clothes, like inspected by?
Yeah.
Those gross me out. I don't know why.
You can't touch them? You
no.
have a hard time? There are weird things that you can't touch.
And
you don't know what the strip is, do you?
No.
I didn't think so.
I mean, I think I can imagine.
Yeah.
There's a strip.
It's strippy. Who on the show coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98?
Welcome, Afton.
Yay!
Tim, I have an interesting thing to tell you about Afton, our coworker.
Sure.
Afton, for those of you that haven't heard the segment before, she is in charge of our web department. She's a supervisor and has a parking space. And Afton's last name is Spriggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Guess what her maiden name is.
Oh, Tim doesn't know this?
No.
I don't know. What is
it? Of course you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I asked you to guess.
My maiden name is Wiggs. True story.
I am
Afton Wiggs Spriggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to get over that. I think I told so many people that that didn't know you.
As if having the name Afton isn't weird enough, then you're Afton Wiggs Spriggs. It's like...
And Afton, not a stage name, real name.
Right. Courtney's friend thought that you guys were just calling me that, like that's where I'm from.
Yes.
Nope, that's my name.
So do you go by Afton Wiggs Spriggs or do you use your middle name?
No, I go by Afton Spriggs.
You just don't. You just avoid the full name thing.
When I worked at Channel 4, that's when I got engaged, and I no longer was Afton. I was just Wiggs Spriggs. Hey, Wiggs Spriggs.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, dazzle us with what our fellow coworkers think of us.
Okay, you ready for this?
Full disclosure,
Jen's a cheater.
Oh, man. I suspected this for a while.
I'm not a cheater if I'm in a closed door meeting with the boss and you slide the Who on the Show questionnaire under his door and I see it and take a picture of it and put it on Instagram.
And then blow it up and read all the questions.
And try to guess which one you got.
And try to influence people around the office.
Right.
Just so you know, I've never been to jail.
I took my shopping cart back and it was about a mile away from the corral. All right,
I will be more careful from now on. Who on the show is most likely to believe in conspiracy theories?
Kevin. I think people are going to say Kevin.
You think me?
Or Lance. It was actually a tie between Kevin and Tim.
Huh.
Well, how does that make you feel?
I'm not into... I feel like there's a conspiracy going on with this right now, to be honest.
Kevin, do you believe in any conspiracy theories?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't believe in any.
You just believe everything that is told to you at a Berghoff dinner table.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> You get my family involved, then I'm in.
Who on the show would you like to trade voices with?
Oh, wow.
Lance. 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 This one.
Yeah. Well, depending on who you ask, maybe.
It was Lance.
Yeah, of course.
And I had a split men and women.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Imagine? Hey, ladies.
Oh, did the ladies want my voice?
Yeah.
Because it sounds so
weird.
Feminine.
You didn't get any.
You did get a couple, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
Who wouldn't vote for Lance? That's
and
insane.
Jen got two.
Huh?
Nobody voted for me, right?
No, Tim. Oh, no, Courtney. Sorry, guys.
I'm all right
with
that.
It's all about the Lance.
Wow.
Who on the show would you like to trade lives with?
Ooh.
Got no one.
You have no idea.
I'm curious. I want to know what people say on this one.
Most people said Courtney.
Because I got it easy breezy.
I guess that's what they think.
Yeah. A lot of golf.
Though I would think Tim would be on that
and
list,
Tim
too.
Tim was second.
The one
golf and drinking can't compare to... I don't know what it is.
Those people might want to rethink after that.
You know what? Never mind.
Who on the show would rescue you from a fire?
Gosh. I don't even know who I'd pick on that.
Someone did put none.
What? Did they?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know who it was.
How bad of a fire are we talking about?
I mean, I think it's like a raging fire.
I think Lance is the guy who would do it.
Okay, I want to know, by the way, who said none, so that if there is an actual emergency in the building, I'm just going to walk right over.
I'm going to
step over you.
Yeah. I bet Jen did okay in this.
Jen did okay. Jen and Lance got two for second place. Tim, you got the most.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then Kevin got one.
I probably started the fire. That should be the next week's question.
Okay. Who on the show started a fire?
Courtney, all the pyro votes.
Yes.
And who on the show answers their phone while using the bathroom?
Oh.
No.
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 Nobody. Yeah, why can't they put none on that one?
They
yeah.
did not put none on that one.
Just tell us.
Kevin and Jen got the most with three votes.
Well, you
each.
Might. It might be emergency.
You're a parent.
Kids.
Yeah, yeah they're yeah. parents.
I do have a weak bladder, so that could be possibly the reason.
And then Lance and Tim and Courtney each got one.
Oh, man, I'm too OCD to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was going to say Lance, definitely not.
And who on the show would you most like to have for a boss?
Oh.
Me?
I'm going to say me.
Anybody else?
Courtney?
Courtney and Jen tied for five each. You guys would be a good boss.
Wow.
Nice. You could have a parking spot.
Stop rubbing it in.
Every time. Who on the show now? Just jealous. Who on the show now?
Thank you, Afton.
Thanks, Afton. Yay.
I would give everybody parking spots if I were the boss. They all should have voted for me.
Yeah. Maybe they'll change their minds.
Be there.
Hearing that.
But we're not doing it.
We're not doing like a posthumous vote here.
Something to think about, everybody.
The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing you better. 63 the high today, but temperatures dropping in the afternoon into the 40s. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Haven't had a lot of...
Y98, Courtney and Company show on a Wednesday morning, and Kevin's got a bunch of texts about different things that we've talked about this morning.
Yeah,
and if you want to text us, you can always do that at 314-531-9898.
We talked about, you know, washing your hands, and we talked about germs, and about, you know, actually we talked about, you know, the importance of washing clothes that... Am I saying that? I'm going into that wash. And
no,
I'm
you were real.
I'm trying to make sure I hit wash.
Wash.
That's one of my,
wash.
That's one of my biggest problems.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
You got to wash. You got to wash your clothes. The clothes that you buy,
yes.
A lot of people don't wash those clothes.
Stop saying it like that. Just do wash.
So I got a text from a woman, and I'll let her name be Ann. but she was saying that she's got coworkers who don't wash their hands and then host dinner parties. So if you don't wash your hands at work.
They're hosting dinner parties at work?
Like maybe they'll invite people
and then
over.
Then they have a, yeah,
oh.
yeah
and
later.
She knows that
and she knows she doesn't do it at work. Is she doing it at home? And then
oh,
it's
she's
like,
definitely
ah!
not doing it at home if she doesn't do it at work.
Right. So there's one. And then you guys talked about the strip.
The strip on a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying it on in the store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Men don't have the strip.
No. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so
no,
either.
No, we don't.
I think you should have one as much as we have, though.
I think with a bathing suit, though, I'm not trying. I'm just like, I'll take this risk. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't try on?
I don't.
Your trunks?
Maybe if it's like a shorts situation.
Kevin totally does.
I do. But I don't take off my underwear.
Well, I know.
And I wear a swim shirt to try on my trunks, too.
So wait. So someone texted, what about the strip?
Yeah, well, Dave was curious, you know, what is the strip? And we texted back, you don't want to know. Well, he asked a female coworker, and he did not want to know.
Oh, he's bothered now that he knows.
It's a sticker that stays on it, and you take it off when you actually buy it. And
yes.
The sticker's on there for different people trying it on,
yes.
I assume.
For sanitary reasons,
sure.
In case you don't wear your underwear, even though you're supposed to. I think it says that on the strip.
It does.
But
it does.
It's gross. Every once in a while, you go to try on a bathing suit and someone else has tried it on and something's stuck in the strip and it's gross. And then I just won't try it on.
Jen.
A receipt for a different suit.
No, it's bad. And then you have to, at some point, take the strip off.
Any other texts, Kevin?
No.
What's coming up in Schmig, Jen?
Steve Harvey is going to talk about the Kardashian family feud. He says one of the people playing Family Feud was so excited and it was the happiest they've ever seen him.
Well.
And the other one, not so smart. We'll get the interview from Steve Harvey in just about 6 minutes on Y98. Starting with sad news, former First Lady Barbara Bush died yesterday at the age of 92, but man, a life well lived. She was married to George H.W. Bush for 73 years. She survived by 5 children, 17 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren.
Look, they are so lucky to have the matriarch and patriarch of their family alive for that long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So many people don't get all those
don't
years and in good health most of those years.
Yes.
Right. I talked in the 640 Schmig about how the night before she died, she was answering the phone, talking to people, and drinking bourbon.
That's awesome.
It's a good way to go out. Steve Harvey talking about celebrity family feud with the Kardashian-Jenners and, of course, Kanye West. I'm just going to have him. He was on Ellen talking about how everyone was on the show.
Kanye was the best family feud celebrity panelist we've ever had on the show. He loves the show.
Yes.
His people said, Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working. Kanye smiled. Kim didn't know nothing.
No, really? No?
Who did they compete against? Do we know?
Like their own families. I think it was
the Kardashians versus the Jenners
or something.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
But no Caitlyn.
No.
And it's supposed to air in about a month.
Wow.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
So we figured it out. We just need to have him play Family Feud every day.
Yeah, because he's not a smiley guy. No, he always seems angry.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome. Beyonce's Coachella performance broke a record. Streamed by almost half a million people on YouTube. The most viewers ever for a single performance since YouTube started streaming Coachella 8 years ago. And also the most viewed live festival ever on YouTube. 43 million views across over 200 countries.
You know, what's so impressive about it is as big as Beyonce is, she wants to make it a huge performance for everyone watching.
Mm. Yes.
You know, and it doesn't just phone it in.
Yeah.
She does not disappoint. And speaking of disappointing, Lauryn Hill out on tour. I don't want to say she disappoints. Listen, I saw her the summer that she went on tour for the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It was amazing.
Way back then.
Yes. But we all know she's had her problems since then. And there was one tour where she was showing up like 2 hours late to perform. People were getting angry. But then she just performed at the pageant a couple years ago and rave reviews about the show. So you don't really know what Lauryn you're going to get. She performed at Lou Fest too.
And how was that?
I think that one was good. I don't think she showed up super late.
And it's kind of cool because it's they're celebrating that album, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
20th anniversary.
So she's going to play that stuff. I don't really think you can lose.
Well, if you want to go, she's coming to Chaffetz Arena.
Did you see her MTV Unplugged? It was the only thing she did after Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She put out this Unplugged album.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Uh-huh.
I worked on it. I was there. Go ahead, Kevin, whenever you're ready. And she showed up. That's right. And she didn't play any of the songs from Miseducation. She just was like, oh, here's some songs I wrote. And she was married to Rohan Marley, Bob Marley's son at the time. And he just played bongos horribly while she kind of like sang these songs. But it was like, ah, it's Lauryn Hill. We'll just put it out.
They didn't do much.
No.
I think she was very uncomfortable with all of the success and all of the fame of that album. It's the only solo album she ever put out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And the Unplugged thing. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Wyclef would have loved those hits.
No kidding. Friday, October 5th at Chaffetz Arena. By the way, Drake's new single, Nice For What, samples X Factor from the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And there are a million stars in the video. All these gorgeous women. Olivia Wilde, Misty Copeland, Rashida Jones, Tracee Ellis Ross, Emma Roberts, Tiffany Haddish, Zoe Saldana. It's crazy. And Drake just hit number one with this single. He bumped himself off the chart.
That's his Drake.
25th top 100, top 10. He's tied with Elvis. They're behind.
I've heard of him.
They're behind Elton John, Stevie Wonder, and Michael Jackson, who's still number one with 29 number ones.
Wow.
Speaking of all the beautiful women in Drake's video, the most beautiful, as named by People magazine, Pink. She's on the cover of their most beautiful issue. Yes.
It's Tim's girl.
I'm a fan. I like her work.
I think a lot of it has to do with the speech that she gave when she won the MTV Video Vanguard Award this year, talking about beauty and talking to her daughter because her daughter said she thought she felt like she was ugly. So she gave this beautiful speech and addressed it to her daughter. It was beautiful. She is going to be on Ellen today. Ellen's the one who, like, awards her with this most beautiful.
Well, I just think she is, for a celebrity, is the most authentic person.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She is her true self every day, and people can see that.
Yeah.
They can spot it.
She said her daughter came up to her and she said, you know, when you talk to me about that, I want you to know I still feel the same way. Nothing you said helped. And she's like, well, we all feel that way sometimes, but we're not doing this again. I have to go. No more time for motivational speeches. Time to move.
Yeah, I got to write hits. I'm pink.
All right. It's time for celebrity birthdays. I'm going to throw you a bonus one.
Yes.
But let's start with Conan O'Brien.
50.
No,
51.
Older. I'm going to say 50. This might be high. 56.
53.
55. Tim was closest.
Oh, wow.
America Ferrera from Ugly Betty and Superstore. And
Traveling Pants.
Wow. Two Traveling Pants references in one day.
33.
29.
35.
That's what I was going to say. 34.
34.
Yeah.
Melissa Joan Hart.
I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. She's fine.
43. 44.
45.
Anybody say 41?
I was going to, but you can.
41.
40.
42. Lance was closest.
Nice.
And how old is Suri Cruz?
Oh. No.
It's her birthday today.
She's 12.
She is.
Ah.
Wow. Huge Suri fan over here.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I was just trying to figure it out and did some quick math.
I didn't know. I couldn't remember. Never mind. I wasn't Suri.
Oh. Here's Lance.
I know.
You held back like, I'm not going
to
do this
one. You need to be stronger, Tim.
I guess you're right. And not do it.
Yes.
Traffic is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. 70 eastbound's going to...
Well, I guess we can't complain about... No, we can still complain about the weather, but at least it's not Chicago. Another Cards-Cubs game has been canceled.
What?
Too cold. Well, I had in the news, okay, the Cards have won 5 straight after winning last night over the Cubs. Yay! But the start of the game, it was 35. And with the wind chill, it felt like 29.
Too cold for baseball.
Too cold for baseball. And today, today Chicago is supposed to have rain and snow at a high of 37.
What is going on? It's everywhere, too.
I know. Yeah. So here's the deal. The Cards have a day off tomorrow, and I guess so do the Cubs because they're going to play tomorrow at 1:20, same game time that it was supposed to be today. But
what's
they're
the forecast
play tomorrow?
Any better?
45.
Still chilly. Mm-hmm.
Got to play them. We're heating up. 5 games in a row. We got to keep this going.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You think if any team would be ready to play in the winter, it would be Chicago.
Right.
Or
they're not as used to it, though, being in the postseason. All right. So maybe in the past couple of years.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This team is.
Yes. Let's talk about weddings. So I asked for text, who spent the most on weddings in the past few years? Tim, how much are you spending on this one upcoming wedding, do you think?
Oh,
ballpark.
All in.
Gift. Travel.
I'll probably come in around, I can probably get out of there for less than $500.
It's still a lot.
Because I'm staying with friends. I don't have to stay anywhere. Flights were, I think I...
Kind of gift. What's the...
I don't know yet.
Price point for you?
Well, I don't know. After that study we did the other day, I felt bad. I mean, I am flying across the country to go to it, so I'm not going to feel...
I think when you fly across, people are fine with you not spending as much.
But still getting something, right?
Yeah. Why don't you just bring a blank check and kind of size up how much they're spending on you as a guest?
No, I always wait and see how good of a time I have.
Yeah, that's right.
This one, I think I'll have a good time. Their save the date, by the way, I mean, to give you a little idea of this couple, their save the date is the exact Law & Order SVU logo, only it's a picture of them making faces like they're cops, and it says special wedding unit. It's so strange. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I actually love it. Is this the same couple that spelled your name Convoy?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so we asked who spent the most amount of money. Kevin got some texts.
Yeah, you know, one about the same, $450. Didn't specify how many weddings that was, so that seems now kind of low.
Doesn't seem like it. Compared to this woman that had to move back in with her parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the hen dues.
Yeah. Two weddings at $700. Two destination weddings.
Oh, yeah.
$3,500.
Those destination weddings.
They're great. But they're not great. If they're everybody's doing a destination wedding, you can't expect everybody to be able to make it.
And I mean, part of the reason I'm getting out of this one cheap is because I'm not bringing a date. If I was, it would be outrageous because it couldn't be like, we're going to crash on my brother's couch.
Oh, yeah.
$600 for one wedding. That was the
travel.
Well, the outfit was $200, but the gift was $400. So very close friend. So maybe that's
it. $400? Yeah. Have you ever spent $400 on a gift?
I had some people give me like $300 or $400 as a wedding gift.
Like friends or are your parents' friends?
Like cousins.
Really?
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Now are you nicer to those cousins?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I didn't realize we had this love for each other.
and this one, I don't know, they've got a good point. Does it count if you had to pay for your daughter's wedding? In that case, $25,000.
No, it doesn't count.
Wow.
It's part of the deal.
Still bitter, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Y98 wants to send you to L.A. for a
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and it's a sunny day. They said very windy. The flag's barely moving.
Yeah.
Maybe that comes this afternoon when we're out being able to enjoy it. Today is National what day, Tim Convey?
National Animal Cracker Day. As I was declaring it, I sorry, Jen. But I got some for you guys.
Oh.
Did you get us a bag?
No.
Or are you just going to give us
a bag? I'm just going to offer you some.
Random cracker. I'll take one. Thank you, sir.
I do love an animal cracker. Sorry, Jen.
It's all right.
She's gluten-free, St. Louis, in case you hadn't heard.
I'm also on a 3-day juice cleanse.
I'm taking
juice.
Three. I know you said one, but I'm a glutton for gluten.
Listen, I did just find some bakery online that's gluten-free, and I'm very excited. I was looking at all their Instagram
online
things.
Bakery.
No, I found one online.
Oh, okay.
On Instagram.
But you have to, you can go to this bakery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Why don't you give the name? Maybe they'll send you some free stuff.
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
Do they make animal crackers?
I'm not going to waste my... Not going to waste my calories on animal crackers. No offense.
If it makes you feel any better, these aren't great. They're not very good. Like the ones in the, you know, the red boxes.
The frosted ones
looks like
too?
The circus stuff. Those are really solid. These are not great.
You're a frosting guy, Kevin.
Oh, man. I'm all about frosting.
Yeah.
That was my senior quote.
I'm all about frosting. Kevin Berghoff, class of 1990.
Well, there's something that new moms are all about right now.
Is it new moms or one mom?
I don't know. And I don't, you know, if you want to do this, good for you.
And you know what our policy on good for you is.
It just means it's not for me. If, you know, if I could go, if this were a thing back when I was pregnant, putting your baby's ultrasound pic on your nails as a manicure.
What?
I don't think I would do it.
I'm pretty amazed that that can be done.
I know.
We've
come a long way. And for what?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing with it?
This one woman can't even keep up, so she finally said she would just, like, put them on, she would print them out and put them on.
Like where you can just stick it on yourself?
On an express tip. And then you can put it on there.
We need to put this online.
It looks very scary. It looks like, because they kind of stretch it out, so it looks like a demon baby screaming on your nail.
Yeah, ultrasound pictures aren't the most attractive pictures to begin with.
And this manicure, they show it on the middle finger. So what are you going to do? Like, check out the picture of my new baby.
This is what I'm going to be saying to him when he's 18.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I still like the idea of somebody having other people's ultrasounds on there. Like a different one on each. It's just a cool thing
I'm doing.
This
is Julie's. This is my neighbor. I don't know who this is. I found it online. There's another story in the news today about... I just saw I glanced at the TV earlier that this is the 10-year anniversary of the 5.2 earthquake that hit St. Louis.
Oh, I remember that.
I don't remember.
I think I was driving into work and felt like I was going over like a rough patch of pavement or something.
It happened early in the morning.
Like 3.
Yes, I remember being in the production studio and Guy Phillips, that's a name you don't hear often.
I'm sorry, who?
But Guy came running in. Did you feel that? Yeah, because it knocked a bunch of, you know, cassettes, because we were using those at the time.
Oh, my gosh. 10 years ago,
you were not.
They were just in storage on a shelf.
They were video cassettes, because we used to record the show on video audio. It's a long, boring story, but they knocked them down.
Too late.
It's a long, boring story. So anyway, it's 10 years. Happened way early. People fell out of their bed, didn't know what was going on. Well, you heard about the tornadoes that just happened in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I think they had like 6 tornadoes that ripped through North Carolina. Well, there's a kid in Greensboro. Have you heard of the video game? Apparently it's very popular. And if you don't know it yet, your son,
Fortnite. I know a lot of people are talking about it. People who have kids older than mine.
Yeah. It's a cross between, in case you were curious, Minecraft and Left 4 Dead.
Oh.
I looked it up, and the synopsis is funny alone. The sun died, and zombies came out, and your job is to get things and keep the zombies away. Well, anyway, this kid was playing it, old Anton Williams. He was in the middle of the game on Sunday when it went through his neighborhood. He started to hear all this noise outside, so he looked out his window, saw his neighbor, watched his neighbor's roofs being ripped off. So what did he do? Like any good, responsible kid?
Had to finish Fortnite.
Yeah.
Went right back to playing the Battle Royale version against other people online. Then he saw the power lines around his house start to come down. So he finally got his sister and nephew into a bathroom where it would be safer.
Oh, he was babysitting.
He sure was.
That's great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed by the cable hookup. That, you know, that didn't get knocked off. I mean, hey.
It's a small thing,
Kevin. Hashtag priorities.
The music you hear on Y.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.